And good afternoon. You're listening to Alabama Public Radio News. I'm Stan Ingold reporting. The Alabama Supreme Court has heard arguments on the constitutionality of a law that gives low-income families tax credits to pay for private school. A lawyer representing individuals challenging the Alabama Accountability Act says that it does an end-around on Alabama's prohibition on using education funds to support private religious schools. However, a lawyer representing families using credits says it supports parents seeking education opportunities for their children, not private schools. The Coalition of Cancer Specialists is the latest group calling for Medicaid reform in Alabama. APR student reporter Elaine Smith has more.
The American Society for Clinical Oncology is worried about the 200,000 Alabamians who don't have health care coverage. The group is calling on Governor Robert Bentley to expand Medicaid in Alabama. They're also challenging Washington to reform the Medicaid system to make it more cost-effective. Society spokesman Dr. Blaise Polite teaches medicine at the University of Chicago.
When patients do not have health care, they are more likely to present with more advanced cancers and therefore are less likely to be able to be cured.
The Centers for Disease Control says Alabama's overall cancer death rate is 200 per 100,000 residents. For APR News, I'm Elaine Smith in Tuscaloosa.
And the Marshall Space Center in Huntsville is about to watch a key piece of its hardware fly into space. NASA is getting ready for tomorrow's test launch of an unmanned version of its new Orion space capsule. Engineers in Huntsville built a connecting ring that attaches the capsule to its Delta IV booster rocket. APR spoke with design manager Jonathan Walden last year, and he explained what the adapter does.
And what this adapter does is it attaches that Orion crew vehicle to the top of a Delta IV heavy upper stage. And then it transitions to what's the upper stage of the Delta IV rocket. So we go from a larger diameter to a smaller diameter, and that's the purpose of this adapter.
Marshall is inviting social media users and the general public to a launch viewing opportunity for its capsule as it blasts off from Florida. And taking a look at weather across the state for the rest of today, look for partly cloudy skies with highs of around 70, and tonight mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 50s. Look at the coast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. I'm Stan Ingold reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.